This is Nanette Sawyer. The following sermon was preached at St. James Presbyterian Church in Rogers Park, Chicago, Illinois, on September 27, 2015.
Larry never considered his reflections during that routine automobile drive as prayer. Prayer for him was something you did in church or with formulas you had memorized as a child or with readings out of a prayer book or the New Testament. But in any case, when you prayed, you had something pious to say to God. None of this applied to that time of thinking as he drove silently, reflectively, seeking to find some truth and peace in his experience. This is how Brother Schmidt describes Larry's whole process. And it's a beautiful example of praying our experiences. What Schmidt is inviting us to do is to let the content of our life be the content of our prayer. So it's not that our life and the things happening is a distraction from the holy, pious prayer. It's that the content of our life is the prayer. This is God being in a relationship with us and helping us to learn how to become better people, how to get the help we need, how to share the love we have to give, how to become what God imagines that we can be. So Schmidt says, when we focus on our experiences in order to get in touch with their revelatory power, we hear God's word in them, and we are called to respond. So it's like he's inviting us to do a Lectio Divina on our life in the way we might do a Lectio Divina on Scripture. There are three kind of traditional ways that Christianity talks about prayer, three types of prayer. One is reflective prayer, which is kind of a mind prayer. It begins in the mind. In Christianity, we call it meditation, although in sort of pop culture, it would be called more contemplation. And it's where you focus on something like you imagine and you remember and you focus. So you might focus on the life of Jesus or an incident or a story in the biblical text and you meditate on that. You contemplate it. You think about it. That's reflective prayer. You're reflecting with your mind. Another kind of prayer is affective prayer. This is about our feelings, where we pay attention and recognize the feelings that we have. Maybe we focus our feelings in a certain way. Maybe we focus on God loving us, or we focus on how we love God or how we want to love God, or we focus on how God's love is coming into the world or how we're not feeling it, how we feel shame or fear. We acknowledge our emotions and we kind of show them to God, and we sit with God in those feelings. That's affective prayer, the emotional kind of prayer. And the third kind in Christianity is called contemplative prayer, but it's really what pop culture more thinks of as meditative. It's funny how contemplative and meditative flip. In Christianity, contemplative prayer is not about thinking. Contemplative prayer is about opening ourselves and kind of waiting to feel God. It's a prayer of silence and a prayer of stillness. So in praying our experiences, we kind of go through all these different kinds of prayers. We may begin reflectively thinking about something that's happening in our lives. And we could apply this to what we're going through as a community or any piece of our lives. We reflect on it for a while. What's happening? And then we pray affectively. We think about the emotions that are coming up and why and where and how. And we follow that thread to some other thing and we resist it and we push it away. But eventually, if we can sit in those feelings, we enter into a contemplative space in which God can sit in those feelings with us. And it may not be dramatic, but maybe like Larry, a clarity will suddenly come in and we start to ask different questions. We start to think about our life in different ways or our relationship with God in different ways. We're not trying to problem solve, but somehow as we go through this process with God, a path opens up eventually, or our perspective changes, and God we are able to feel how God is with us on this journey. Another way that Schmidt describes it, he says, praying our experiences is opening ourselves to God in order to know ourselves as God knows us and to love ourselves as God loves us in the experiences of our life. It is the willingness to accept ourselves as God accepts us and to love ourselves and others as God loves us and them. It is the desire to act in a Christ-like way in response to what we will come to know to be God's call in our experiences. Going through this process, we come to know what God is calling to us, calling us to do next. It's a very incarnate kind of prayer, a very embodied prayer about living in our lives and going through the process of daily life. We can find in that way how God is permeating all things, how God lives in us as the household of God or as the temple of God. Sometimes it can be confusing when we think about prayer as talking with God and we think and then a thought comes into our mind. Some people have said, well, it's sort of like just talking with yourself. And isn't that really just your intuition coming up and giving you other thoughts? So some of the mystical theologians have talked about that and written about that, and they said it's in prayer, it's like we ourselves become the words of God or the word of God. Karl Rahner described it as, in prayer, we experience ourselves as the ones spoken by God. We are ourselves, he said, the utterance of God, which listens to itself. So if we think of God being the creator of the universe and putting God's spirit into creating us, then is God's logos acting and moving through us? Can we experience a revelation of God's presence by being aware of what's happening in our lives, of what God has created and how God is continuing to create through us and through our lives on our journey? Another great thinker about prayer, Thomas Merton, said, I am myself a word spoken by God. So that's something to contemplate and meditate on. It's a very different way of thinking about it.
The music in this podcast is composed and performed by Philip Seward and sung by the Congregation of St. James Presbyterian Church. We hope that you've enjoyed this podcast. May the peace of Christ be with you.